So on today's episode of the podcast, we are going to be talking briefly about the notion that you're not built to squat. Now, the squat is just the example I've chosen. You can apply this to other exercises, but this is by far the most common phrase or the most commonly used exercise when it comes to telling people that they aren't built to squat, they aren't made to squat, they're not designed because of their mobility, their skeletal structure, all that sort of stuff. And obviously, this is piggybacking off a post that I posted today. So if you haven't seen that post, then go back and check because there will be some specific video representations of exactly what I'm talking about. But I also wanted to take a bit of time to dig into this. Only 5-10 minutes, so you can listen to this on your lunch break, your commute to work, and dig into why the notion that you're not built to do certain exercises is, for most people, a load of bollocks. That's the short version. If that's all you need, you can log off now and leave a review and say that you agree with my biased point of view. But look, here we go. Like I say, podcast gives me a chance to unpack topics a little bit more. Instagram is limited to 60-second reels or short captions. So let's jump in. You will have probably at some point seen a fitness professional, a physical therapist, someone into biomechanics usually, suggest that you may not be built to squat because of the shape of your body, your lack of mobility, your skeletal structure. And commonly they'll share things like an Olympic weightlifter who by and large tend to be fairly short individuals. They tend to have long torsos and shorter femurs, so the bone that goes from your thigh to your knee. And so they sort of fold a bit better and they squat a bit more naturally, as opposed to someone who's got really long legs. Maybe they haven't got loads of mobility in their ankle and their hips, and their squat doesn't look quite so natural. And they can't sit all the way arse to grass right on their heels. And so we held up these two examples as the reason why, you know, quote unquote, you can't squat or you aren't built to squat. And then the suggestion is usually to do something else and not worry about it, which is fine. What I'm not going to do today is argue the merits of squatting and squatting deep. Okay, I'm not here to tell you that you have to or that you should squat or that you need to squat really low with a big range of movement. That's a separate subject and I don't want to get into it today. I just want to counter the argument, the notion, the suggestion that you aren't quote unquote built to squat if you can't do it naturally. Now, what I will admit is that some people naturally fold up better into a squat. You may be one of those people, or you probably know some of those people, and they just fold so beautifully and they sit right on their heels with their chest up and it looks fantastic. But just because someone finds something easier than you doesn't mean you're not built to do it. You're probably also not designed, quote unquote designed, to run a marathon. That doesn't mean you can't run a marathon. It's a really strange idea. I don't think humans are built to sit in cars and commute to work, but we do that because we have to and sometimes we choose to. We probably aren't designed to sit at a desk from 9 to 5, but that's part of part and parcel of working in an office, having a certain lifestyle. The argument of you're not designed to do something, therefore you shouldn't do it, is really, really reductionist, and it just seems completely unnecessary unless someone is trying to sell you something in particular. And more often than not, that's their solution. You know, buy my mobility manual, do these mobility stretches, and you'll be able to do this thing. Or they're trying to sell you on something else, like, well, you can't squat, so we're going to teach you what you can do instead. And look, there's nothing wrong with working on your mobility and your flexibility, and there's nothing wrong with doing other exercises. But the notion that you shouldn't squat because you aren't designed to do it, or that you shouldn't load it up and go heavy right now because you haven't earned the right to, like I said, is a load of bollocks. The reality is that you may just need to be a bit more patient with your squat and play around with it a little bit more. Play around with what you do with your body and the implements you use. Some really obvious examples. You may find that a narrower stance with your toes pointing out ever so slightly feels a bit better when you squat and you're able to get lower than if you get your feet slightly wider or if you have your feet trained, you know, your toes pointed straight ahead like train tracks. That's okay. Take the time to play around with that. you may find that raising your heels allows you to squat lower. And that's absolutely fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not cheating. You don't have to work on your ankle mobility. You can wear a pair of Olympic weightlifting shoes, which have a raised heel. You can stand on a ramp. A lot of gyms have those. Or you can just get like a 5 or 10 kilo bumper plate and put your heels on there. And more often than not, every single person will do that and they'll squat lower. And there are some reasons as to why that's the case. But just because you use something to raise your heels doesn't mean you're cheating. It doesn't mean you're putting yourself in harm. It just means you're giving yourself a bit of help and giving yourself a bit of an advantage because you might need to right now. Like, not everyone has to squat in barefoot arse to grass. It's okay to raise your heels. The same applies with the equipment you use. Just because you really struggle to get low with a barbell back squat doesn't mean that that's going to be the case for every squat exercise. More often than not, if you stick the bar and the weight in front of people with a front squat, a Zercher squat, a goblet squat, people will squat lower. And there are reasons why that's the case. And I'm not going to go into those exact breakdowns now because you don't really, you probably don't care that much. You just want to know how you can squat lower. You want to know how you can work your leg muscles and your core muscles through a big range of movement without having to spend loads of time stretching and mobilizing and warming up. And the answer is, for most people, play around with your foot position, raise your heels, and try a slightly different bar position. If you've got access to a safety bar, which is like the padded one and allows your arms to sit in front of you, or you sort of not sit your arms in front of you, you know what I mean? Again, another great option. So just because you can't barbell back squat with bare foot, arse to grass, doesn't mean you can't squat arse to grass. You just might have to get a bit creative. Whilst I'm on the subject of what you can do to improve the range of movement with your squat without mobilizing and stretching, is make sure that you're not letting your ego get the better of you. This may not be you, but I guarantee there's a few of you listening to this that are guilty of this currently or have been in the past, and that is letting your ego get the better of you, letting your pride get the better of you, and worrying about what weight is on the bar. Here's the deal. I know that you can stick 180 kilos on the bar and half rep it, but that's not the point. You may not be able to get super deep in a squat right now because you're just not very strong at that really, really low position. Spoiler warning. Nobody is, by the way. So what you need to do is just take some weight off the bar and get stronger in those positions. Slow the tempo down on the lowering. Pause for a second or two. Don't relax the bottom. Keep tension, but pause. And then drive out of the hole and stand up as fast as you can. You will probably need to reduce the weight. That's okay for now. That's absolutely fine. It just means you're getting stronger in a position which you aren't particularly strong at right now. You can still overload your legs and go heavier in other exercises. You can do lunges. You can do leg extensions. You can use machines. You can use a leg press, where the range of movement is slightly smaller and therefore you can go slightly heavier. But the best way to get better at squatting through a big range of movement is, drum roll, to squat through a big range of movement and get stronger whilst doing it. And you're only going to be able to do that if you adjust the movement, if you pick the right bar for you right now, if you take your time and you take the load off the bar. It should still be tough. I still want you to go 1 or 2 reps shy of failure if you're trying to build your quads and your thigh muscles. It should still be tough. It just probably will be a little bit lighter than you may have been using. And that's okay, because your muscles and your joints will get stronger in those extreme positions when your knees are really bent and you're sitting really low, and eventually you'll start to increase the weight on the bar. But if you don't drop that weight off the bar, you'll never get stronger in those deep, deep positions. Like I said, if you're not fussed about that, that's absolutely fine. I'm not here today to convince you that you need to be squatting for a big range of movement and that it's the ideal way to get massive, strong legs. But if you want to, you can. And that brings me to the final point of this. There's not much that gets me fired up like someone telling me I can't do something, which is silly, I know. Or telling me I'm not built or designed to do something. You'll always find people who want to put barriers up, who want to tell you that you can't or shouldn't do something, and they'll have their reasons to. Sometimes it's purely innocent. They've just been told a certain thing and they're regurgitating it and they think they're helping people out. But Nothing gets me fired up like being like being told I can't do something. By most standards, whether that's an assessment on the table, an assessment of my bodyweight squat, an assessment of my mobility, the shape of my skeleton and my hips and the length of my femur, I can't squat arse to grass. And guess what? If I'm in barefoot and I've got no weight in my hand, I can't squat very deep. I can't. It just doesn't happen. And that's okay, because that doesn't mean I can't squat with a barbell, with my heel raised, and go heavy and go through a big range of movement. And if you allow people to tell you that you can't or shouldn't do something because of some arbitrary standard that they've concocted in their heads that has no real evidence behind it, if you allow them to do that with the squat, then you'll allow it to happen elsewhere. And you'll allow people to tell you that you're not designed to run because X, Y, and Z. And look, you may not be designed to run a marathon in 3 hours, but that doesn't mean you can't go out and run. That doesn't mean you can't go and enjoy yourself and get some fresh air and push yourself and see your scores and your times and your pace improve. You may never break a 3 hour marathon, but that's not the point, is it? The point is doing something and challenging yourself, not the end result. You're not going to the gym to be the world's greatest powerlifter, the world's greatest bodybuilder, or the world's greatest runner. So it doesn't matter if you're never going to be the best at something. But if you allow people to tell you that you can't squat because of some arbitrary rules that they've made up and that they've been told, then you'll let it happen elsewhere. And all of a sudden, you'll start thinking, well, I'm not designed to do chin-ups. I'm not designed for endurance. I'm not designed to put on muscle. Like, there's very little that you cannot adapt to and get better at and get stronger at. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes work. And it takes the right sort of plan and the right sort of approach. But I promise you, you can squat arse to grass unless you have a legitimate, like you've had surgery recently, you've got a legitimate injury. Outside of those very particular 0.0001% circumstances, you can squat super deep and low. You just have to get creative and you have to be patient and you have to be willing to not let your ego get the better of you. And when you realize you can do that, you'll probably realize that actually you can do most things. And that even though you're not built for endurance, that doesn't mean you can't go and get better at running, better at rowing. Just because you're not built, you don't have the genetics to have huge muscles, doesn't mean you can't put muscle size on, doesn't mean you can't get bigger arms and bigger thighs. Like I said, I'm going to keep this under 15 minutes because I usually go off and rant and ramble. Nothing gets me fired up like people telling me I can't do something. And I'm sure there's a few of you listening to this that are exactly the same. And the good news is that the people that tend to tell you that, I think more often than not, it's just a nice safety net for them because they've come to believe that. And so they want that to be true. They want that to be a factual statement. In reality, it's not. Your body is capable of amazing things, of getting so much stronger, of adapting to so much you put it through. Like I said, you're going to have to be patient. It's going to take time and it's going to take effort, and you're going to have the right sort of direction and plan in place. But outside of those simple fundamentals and basics, there's not much else to it. So don't let someone tell you you can't do something just because they feel like they can't or they don't want to. That is a reflection on their state of mind, of their mindset, not yours. There's nothing like the buzz you get from proving people wrong. There we go. How's that for under 15 minutes? As always, if you like today's episode, if you like my podcast, I really, really do appreciate it. If you go onto Spotify, if you go onto Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. Better yet, share it to your stories, send it to a friend, and make sure you are subscribed on either of those platforms, or even better, both, so that you don't miss an episode, because I am putting these out every week, sometimes a few episodes, and they are perfect to listen to on your walk to work, on your commute, on your lunch break, on the way back, at the gym. I've run out of places you can listen to podcasts, but you can listen to anywhere. Anyway, I'll catch you on the next one.